Chapter 3 Nations Left to Test Israel. Now these are the nations which Yahweh left, to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel have had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing of it. Namely, the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites who lived on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamath. They were left to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would listen to the commandments of Yahweh, which he commanded their fathers by Moses. The children of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their own daughters to their sons, and served their gods. Othniel. The children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and forgot Yahweh their God, and served the Baals and the Asheroth. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a Savior to the children of Israel, who saved them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of Yahweh came on him, and he judged Israel, and he went out to war. And Yahweh delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. The land had rest 40 years. Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. Ehud delivers the Israelites. The children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. And Yahweh strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He gathered to him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and he went and struck Israel, and they possessed the city of palm trees. The children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, Yahweh raised them up a Savior, Ehud, the son of Jera, the Benjamite, a man left-handed. The children of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab. Ehud made him a sword which had 2 edges, 1 cubit in length, and he wore it under his clothing on his right thigh. He offered the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. When he had made an end of offering the tribute, he sent away the people who bore the tribute. But he himself turned back from the quarries that were by Gilgal, and said, I have a secret errand to you, king. The king said, Keep silence. All who stood by him went out from him. Ehud came to him, and he was sitting by himself, alone in the cool upper room. Ehud said, I have a message from God to you. He arose out of his seat. Ehud put forth his left hand and took the sword from his right thigh and thrust it into his body, and the handle also went in after the blade, and the fat closed on the blade, for he didn't draw the sword out of his body, and it came out behind. Then Ehud went forth into the porch and shut the doors of the upper room on him and locked them. Now when he was gone out, his servants came, and they saw, and behold, the doors of the upper room were locked, And they said, "Surely he is covering his feet in the upper room." They waited until they were ashamed, and behold, he didn't open the doors of the upper room. Therefore they took the key and opened them, and behold, their Lord was fallen down dead on the earth. Ehud escaped while they waited, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped to Seirah. It happened, when he had come, that he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he before them. He said to them, "Follow me, for Yahweh has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand." They followed him, and took the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites, and didn't allow any man to pass over. They struck of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, every lusty man and every man of valor, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. The land had rest 80 years. Shamgar. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who struck of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel.